This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. Feel free to call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, you have me, Vincent.
It's Ian.
And we have quite a show for you today. I don't mean to talk about this with glee, but whenever there's something interesting in the news, I always appreciate it. We have just this global tyranny, right? So the world is becoming a prison planet. We have half the world's population is under lockdown. Because of this coronavirus, we have worldwide cases reaching 1 million people. Total economic fallout. We have governments encouraging their citizens to snitch and report on each other. Total absolutely disgusting. We'll have Minister Freeman has that article. Plus your calls and thoughts. We have Jason in Florida who wants to talk about the coronavirus. Welcome.
You gotta hit that air button.
Hit the air button. Oh, excuse me. Yep. Oh, there we go. Okay, so I thought I said all. All right, thanks. Sorry about that. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I don't know. I wanted to talk about the coronavirus, but to start, do you guys watch The Simpsons? You know how The Simpsons has made like a bunch of crazy predictions.
Oh, yeah. Are you referring to there's like this segment in The Simpsons where all of these different networks are talking to each other and they say that they need to come up with a pandemic, and it's all very, it's similar to, people say it's very eerily similar to what's going on now. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, not specifically that episode. I was just trying to predict further off into the future based off of what they have predicted, you know.
So could you give us an example?
So, you know how Donald Trump was elected? They kind of predicted that.
Oh, the escalator. Yeah, where Trump, when he announced in 2015 he was running, he came down an escalator, and that's become like an iconic moment of the election. And The Simpsons, I remember they predicted President Trump more than a decade ago, and like the joke was, or I think Lisa was the president, and she said that the previous administration bankrupted the country under President Trump. I've heard of some things like that. Some people try and tie it in with the creator of The Simpsons, or one of the creators being a Freemason and was invited to the Bohemian Grove. So sounds ridiculous. Sorry, go ahead.
So I just wanted to make a prediction off of it. So after Trump isn't president anymore, Lisa becomes president. So what I think is going to happen, so Joe Biden said that he's going to have a female vice president. I think Joe Biden's going to die of the coronavirus. Then the woman will get elected president, and then the economy is going to be in the trash.
When you say she's elected, you mean will succeed him, right? Assuming Joe Biden becomes president. Well, I mean, under what circumstances do you think Joe Biden could become president? He's barely able to speak in a 5-minute interview without making everyone like say, okay, Grandpa, time to go back to retirement home. It's bingo night tonight.
Well, they've already pushed the Democratic convention back, I believe, to August now.
I'm not saying I don't think that Joe Biden will win personally. I'm just saying that based off of the Simpsons doing things, I guarantee that's what's going to happen. Not guarantee, but...
All right, so you're saying the Simpsons is predicting what's going to happen.
Yeah, because the economy is going to be in the trash. Because that's what they said. They said that Lisa and Harris, crappy economy. So the economy is pretty bad right now. at the moment.
Well, I, for one, welcome our new cartoon overlords.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Jason. Maybe we should all consult the Simpsons Political Almanac, right? Or at least maybe someone can make money off of that. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. If you'd like to call in, doesn't have to be about the coronavirus, and actually it could be very welcome if it's something other than coronavirus, but whatever you want to call in and talk about, that's your prerogative, I think that's the English term, whatever cartoons are predicting the future. So I'm actually, yesterday was April 1st, right, otherwise known as April Fool's Day, and there was an assembly that you were at, Ian, if you don't mind telling us about that.
Yeah, I went, and Nobody, one of our other co-hosts, as well as over 10 people, which I was really pleased, because I was honestly a little concerned that we wouldn't hit 11 people, because you have to go to more than 10 people in order to violate the no-gathering order. New Hampshire hasn't gone quite as far as some of the other states have, as far as restricting people. It's not a total lockdown, meaning that you can still get together with under 10 people, but that's still a restriction on freedom. It's still a restriction on the right to assemble. And so we went out to have a freedom to assemble event, meaning that pesky Constitution with its First Amendment there talking about your right to free speech. Well, one of the other portions of that First Amendment is the right to assembly. And the idea is it's a human right to be with other people. If other people want to be with you, I mean, you can't force other people to be around you, but, you know, presuming that you and others would like to get together, it should be something that you should be free to do. Now, is there a risk to it? Maybe. You know, maybe this flu-like thing or whatever you want to call it, this coronavirus, is dangerous. Maybe it is not as bad as they say it is. Maybe it's worse than they say it is. But each individual should be deciding what level of risk they want to take. I don't want somebody in Concord, New Hampshire or Washington, D.C. making a decision for me as to what level of risks I can take. It's my life. It's my body. And to me, I'd rather have freedom than safety. I'd rather take my chances with the coronavirus or with whatever other risks are in life, because there's a bunch of them. You know, you're risking things just getting out of bed in the morning. Most accidents happen in the home. Life is full of risks. Let me make the decision for myself. So anyway, we got together at the state house, and there were about, at one time, I think we had as many as 13 to 15 people there.
And what sort of reaction did you get from the locals?
Mixed reaction, as I expected to get. Anytime you go out and do like a protest of some sort, you're almost always going to get somebody flipping you the bird. You're almost always going to get somebody shouting at you out the window. You can barely understand them or whatever. Just because people hate protesters, they may not even really even know what you're protesting. They just hate the fact that you're there, and they just hate seeing protesters. In this case, it was pretty clear why we were there, because, well, we had signs. I think my sign said,
Assembly is a human right. Yeah, I'm looking at the freekeen.com article that's up on there. Assembly is a human right.
Yeah, there's some other really creative signs there as well.
We have live free or die. Death is not the worst of evils.
By the way, that is the quote from General John Stark, whose statue we are photographed in front of at the State House grounds. That is the New Hampshire. That phrase was made into the New Hampshire state motto. It appears on license plates. It appears all over the place. And as I say in my article at freekeen.com, General Stark is probably rolling over in his grave at just how unfree the people of New Hampshire and the people of the United States and the world are today.
Oh, absolutely. Very good point. So for people who want to get the full story, you could visit freekeen.com. It's the front page.
Yeah, and I was also really pleased that the police didn't mess with us at all. You were out at the nightcap that we had last weekend here in Keene, which was our first attempt to violate the 10-person no-gathering order. We only hit 9 at that event, so we didn't quite make that one. But the police also ignored us there. They could have told us to go home. They could have said, hey, there's a, you know, stay-at-home order, because there's two different orders. I mean, the governor's actually passed two dozen orders at this point, but the ones specifically that we were violating were stay-at-home order and the no-gatherings of over 10 people. So the police left us alone when we were doing it in Keene at nighttime, and the police in Concord also left us alone at the event yesterday, with one officer even waving at us as he went by. So
that's encouraging.
Yeah. So maybe he also supports the right to assemble.
Speaking of right of assembly, it might still be in danger. There's no end in sight, according to Dr. Fauci.
There is never an end to danger. I will tell you that.
No, absolutely not. 855-453. If you'd like to call in, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can access at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, you got Vincent.
It's Ian.
And we're just about to get into, this is from CNSnews.com, Dr. Fauci, who's the head honcho in the Trump administration behind dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, he says, we could relax social distancing when we have no new cases or new deaths, which is, I mean, and now mind you, a coronavirus is one of the most common families of the what we call, you know, the common cold virus. So, I mean, unless, and as I said, you know, we're gonna get into the article here, but it seems to me that reads as indefinitely, right?
That's what it sounds like.
And just so, and that's the thing, social distancing, it's not just people, you know, it's not just, oh, you know, washing your hands and coughing into your elbow. It's, you know, businesses shut down. It's just all this pandemonium we've been seeing. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Wednesday that once there are no new coronavirus cases or new deaths from COVID-19, social distancing can be relaxed. During the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, a reporter asked whether social distancing guidelines will be in effect until there's a treatment or vaccine. So Fauci replies, I think if we get to the part of a curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no new deaths at that period of time, I think it makes sense that you'll have to relax social distancing. Fauci said, oh yeah, it'll make sense that we relax social distancing after just literally no one is getting sick with it. So what if there's just a dozen people, right? Like a dozen cases in California. Does that mean New Hampshire and the rest of the East Coast have to be still shut down?
Well, if it just keeps one person safe.
We can't have any deaths, right? I mean, the government, right? That's what we pay tax money for. So the government could prevent people from dying of colds.
Yeah, I am just so disheartened and sickened by this. Look, I get it. It's no fun when family members or friends pass away. Nobody likes that to happen. But it's part of life. It's going to happen. And what is the value of life if you can't be free to make your own choices in your life? And one of those choices should be to be able to give somebody a hug or a handshake, or, you know, be close to them if that's what you choose to do, if that's what both parties would like to do. And this social distancing stuff is, in my opinion, it's antisocial, and I don't think it's good for humans at all.
Oh, no, absolutely. We're seeing record levels of depression and suicidal thoughts. And,
already? In what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, just less than a month. And people are also, I mean, at least from my experience, people are at each other's throats. People are getting cabin fever. I've seen where there's like video of people coughing on police.
And getting arrested.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have people threatening to report their neighbors to the police. We have coming up in the broadcast, I'll play a video.
Oh, yeah, we had some of those people drive by the event yesterday when we were out at the Right to Assemble event.
They threatened to call the police on you?
No, they didn't specifically say that, but they were like, you're supposed to be social distancing, and, you know, just talking S to us out of their car window, basically.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, hey, folks, what are you doing outside, right? Why aren't you social distancing?
They were safely ensconced within their cars, I
suppose. I see. Although now there's some evidence I've seen that the coronavirus could be, I think it's called bioaerosolized, where all you have to do is, we're doing tests that breathing, right? Just by me breathing, we could spread the coronavirus to one another.
Yeah, so. Well, and they're saying now that the proper social distancing length is like 24 feet instead of 6 feet. Or something like that. I mean, can you imagine?
We're going to have to build wider houses.
It's absurd. I mean, you've already got stores, for instance, that are telling people to distance themselves in lines. They're like drawing lines on the floor or outside or whatever, and people are staying away from one another, and it's just frustrating.
Oh, absolutely. And I think some people like this, right? Because it's where people want to be part of a team. And this is what a lot of the people on the left would say when they talk about Trump and the midterms. They'd say, oh, this is our generation. Or no, that was it. Climate change. That's what like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says. This is our generation's World War II, right? In regards to climate change. So, and I think a lot of people people like to feel part of something, right?
A movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're saving people.
Grow your victory garden, right? Don't hoard gasoline rations, you know, back like in the...
That's exactly what this is. It's that same mentality of, what? You're not going along with what everyone else is doing? You're not doing what you're told? Well, you must hate freedom. You must hate society. You hate old people. You're putting everyone at risk. Why don't you just do what you're told? You're a problem.
Oh, it's like an invasion of the body snatchers, you know, except, yeah, they are screeching to a certain extent, where, you know, everyone just points at you and freak out. Here we go. We have back to this article. Fauci's talking about hope. But one thing we hopefully would have in place, and I believe we will have in place, is a much more robust system to be able to identify someone who is infected, isolate them, and then do contact tracing, he said. So this sounds like something out of, what was that movie with Will Smith and Gene Hackman? Enemy of the State, or maybe
Eagle Eye.
Right, yeah, it's like 1984 Eagle Eye, where they have this whole network of cameras, hidden cameras too, and tracking. But that's okay. It's not going to be to crack down on dissidents or people who are against the government. It's going to be to keep us safe by tracking who's sick and or not. At least according to him. Quote, if you have a really good program of containment that prevents you from ever having to get into mitigation, we are in mitigation right now. That's what the social and physical distancing is. The ultimate solution to a virus that might keep coming back would be a vaccine.
The ultimate solution.
Some might say the final solution. Uh-huh. And first off, the reason why, you know why there's no vaccine for the common cold?
No, I don't.
Because virus, unlike bacteria, right? You know, antibiotics work against bacteria because there's a certain strains of bacteria. Mm-hmm. Viruses are always changing. So
mutating.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. And even, which is why it's so ridiculous with a flu shot, where they can't, I think most of the time, a majority of the time, they can't even get
guessing.
And they've been at this for years, for decades with
right.
a flu. And
I've never gotten a flu shot. Not interested. And I'm not going to get this shot either.
Even as a child, you never got a flu shot?
No. Nope.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
No, as a child, I think they gave me, like, you know, mumps, rubella, and like
RMA or
whatever the
schedule is, yeah.
Whatever the basic 80s shots were, but then they got more since then. They've added more shots to like the default things that people are supposed to get.
Oh yeah, and they give them all at once and such.
Yeah.
This is beyond the scope of the discussion. Yeah, I mean, and so, but I wonder if, and he talks more about the vaccine here, right? Where if
the vaccine that doesn't exist yet, but likely will at some point, and we've already seen these governments trying to strongly encourage people to get the flu vaccine, but will they take the next step? Given that they have a fairly large portion of the populace that is interested in seeing obedience on their neighbors' parts. You've got a video of a woman who is snitching on her neighbors. There's also other stories about Rasmussen showing 2/3 support closed borders for their state and fines for social distancing violators. I don't think they asked the question in this poll whether you support forced vaccinations, but if you've got 2/3 of Americans saying they want to close the borders to their states and fine people for getting too close to one another, it seems almost inevitable that those same people would support mandatory vaccines.
Oh, absolutely. They think this is drastic times call for drastic measures, right? A drastic time, even though there's been more people who died from just regular influenza. We'll continue on. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is on the way for small businesses.
I want to remind small business owners across America that the Paycheck Protection Program is launching tomorrow.
That program allows small businesses to apply for loans that will let employers continue paying their workers. President Trump also announcing that he has taken the new coronavirus test, which is faster and less painful, and once again tested negative. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says financial relief for the coronavirus fallout is arriving this month.
I had previously said this would take us 3 weeks. I'm pleased to report that within 2 weeks, the first payments will be direct deposit into taxpayers' accounts.
Those comments directly contradict an NBC report that said it would be months, which Mnuchin said was false. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, and which you could do so at by calling in to the toll-free number 855-453. That is 855-450-3733. In studio, I'm Vincent.
It's Ian.
And I want to talk to you about localbitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at localbitcoin.com allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit localbitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So now we are returning to finishing up this article from Trump's main guy on the coronavirus task force, Dr. Fauci, who is putting a lot of hope into a potential vaccine that could, quote, cure the coronavirus. And until then, the social distancing guidelines will not be laxed until there are zero cases and zero deaths from coronavirus. So
get ready to see plexiglass between you and every cashier. They've already started putting it up. I knew this was coming.
Outside the inner cities, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, normally, it's like government offices where they always have glass between you and the bureaucrats. Now you're going to start to see it, I think, in a lot more private businesses. And I think that's really sad.
Oh, yeah, and it's scary, too, just how used to it, right? Just how people are conforming to it, right? We're like in just a month, right? Or less than a month, our entire world has been changed to fit, you know, to fit these rules and guidelines, and people, not only are they just taking it, they're shaming people who aren't accepting it. Like, oh, what's wrong with you?
That's right.
It's like, it's Orwellian, where it's like, oh, we've always been at war with East Asian, and, you know, we're at war with the other country.
Right, and also, they are doing the shaming with this sort of patriotic fervor in their hearts, right? Like, as though they're, you were mentioning this before, they're part of something that's bigger than them, and they're trying to save lives, and anybody that doesn't go along to get along is not, they hate people and they hate life, and it's like, no, I like life, I enjoy life, and to me, life is being able to make choices, and this takes that all away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one might wonder if that's the goal, but before we continue, we have Dave from New York on the line. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey there, guys. Yeah, I don't believe in this whole social distancing thing because, you know, I have a gerb and, you know, I just don't believe, oh, you know, grandma's saying, oh, stay at home. No, I refuse to stay home because I will not be, you know, like, I will not be a hermit. I refuse to be a hermit staying inside. Stay inside. Oh, hell no.
Well, it's rare that we agree on things, Dave, but I'm actually with you on this one.
So have you, Dave, have you been shamed at all for refusing to follow these social distancing guidelines?
I just won't stay at home because, you know, I have a gerb, you know, I do the whole Instacart thing, and, you know, I won't, I don't like staying at home. Like, my neighbor across the parking lot, you know, she never comes out. She's a hermit. I can't stand hermits, people who stay at home all the time.
It doesn't bother me. You know, I mean, if somebody wants to be a hermit, that's their business. You know, it has no effect on my life if somebody wants to stay inside all the time. But if they call the cops on me because I feel like going out for a walk or hanging out with some friends or whatever, then I got a problem.
Yeah, I just won't, you know, the my neighbor across the parking lot, you know, he has this, like, red, something red. How can people stay at home all the time? How can they do it? I refuse, you know, and Cuomo's saying, oh, stay at home.
Well, that's the thing. Somebody had asked this question previously of, like, you know, why didn't the government do this? I think it was on your show, actually, Vince, and I think Stefan asked this question last night. Like, why didn't the government gang implement these restrictions on the previous H1N1 or bird flu or whatever, the other horrible supposed things that came out over the last two decades? And I think it's because they probably thought people weren't quite ready for it. There wasn't enough sort of natural social distancing going on. But now you've got entire generations that spend their time with these devices alone, even when in physical proximity with other people. They will use the devices to communicate with one another.
It's so disgusting. Yeah, I mean, as a college student, I see that first. I see that all the time. Dave, I just want to ask you. So, if you're told by the police to stay at home and be a hermit, what would you do?
I would say no because I got bills to pay. You know, I don't have a laundromat. You know, I got to do laundry. I got to go food shopping for myself. You know, I got bills to pay. I will not be a hermit.
All right, well, good for you, Dave, for sticking up for yourself, and thank you for the call. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733 if you'd like to call in. And that's good to hear that some people, right, especially in the police state of New York, aren't taking this lying down, that some people refuse to be slaves.
Well, I have to wonder where this is all going to go, because if you end up with what they're suggesting here, which is this Fauci guy saying that social distancing will remain a thing until no one else has this, that this is going to be basically a permanent solution for people, a new way of life, so to speak, it's like, I don't want to live that life. That's not to say I'm going to go out and commit suicide, but some people will. And so, you know, for all the people who are like, well, but if it just saves one life, thinking about, like, their grandparents or whatever, right? That's what people are thinking of, right? When they go into this, it's like they love their grandparents or their parents, people who are in their 70s or 80s or whatever, and they don't want them to suffer. And you can't blame somebody for feeling that way. That, you know, these... Oh, damn it, I don't remember where I was going.
Well, why not just put everyone in? I think it might have been FDR, of all people, who said it's like, you know, why not just throw everyone in jail, right? That would make sure everyone is safer. Just put everyone in a medically induced coma, because if they'd physically be alive, right, and, you know, they can't do stuff to hurt themselves, they can't get addicted to drugs.
Well, I remember what I was going
to
say.
You have to live, right?
Right. So you've got these people who are justifying these new restrictions on freedom because, well, it could save people's lives. Don't you care about saving people's lives? Well, what about the people who are going to commit suicide as a result of having to stay indoors all the time, not being able to socialize with people, losing their jobs? Because that's going to be a major factor coming up here in the next month or so, is when these businesses that are currently furloughing workers, meaning, you know, putting them on temporary, oh, you still have your job, Vincent, you just can't come to work.
And unpaid use, right?
Right, unpaid furlough. And it's happening in a lot of different businesses in our very own radio industry. I just saw news headlines today. It was yesterday. It was iHeartMedia, one of the largest companies in radio. Today it was Town Square Media, another very large radio broadcaster. Other companies, smaller companies, furloughing and even laying off workers already. Just telling people, sorry, we can't afford to have you anymore. So how many of these people are going to end up killing themselves? And when I was talking with somebody about this, who was trying to convince me not to go to the event yesterday, it was their claim was, well, suicide is a choice. So that was their comeback to, well, you know, don't you care, if you care about life, don't you care about the lives of the people who are killing themselves over this? Because you're going to lose maybe thousands of lives alone with suicide. Not, you know, so some people are going to die from this disease. I get it. But if you have these social distancing rules in, then there's other people who wouldn't have died from the disease who are going to die by their own hand.
Absolutely. I just want to say that, like, technically, yes, it is true, but suicide is a choice unless you have evidence against Hillary Clinton. But there's a reason why people say someone was driven to suicide. No one wakes up and just says, yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Right.
No, I mean, people, it's just over a period of time, and it could be a short period of time or a long period of time, you just have these negative emotions and negative feelings and negative experiences that makes it so someone's life is so unbearable that it would be, you know, no one has any idea what's going to come in the next life, right? No one has a concrete idea, but whatever is in the next life is better than what they have to deal with in this life. So,
and while they may have chosen suicide, they didn't choose to have the circumstances that drove them there. They didn't choose to quit their job. They lost it. And it was because of these government restrictions that were put on place and forced upon them.
And the sheeple going along with it, encouraging them. It's absolutely disgusting. We're going to continue that and then get to your phone calls of 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves at 855-450-3733. And I'm going to go to Jason in Pennsylvania, who's been waiting very patiently on the call-in lines. But first, I want to talk to you about Intercoin. Have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here's your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of these coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin for advertising. And so now, without further ado, we go to Jason from Pennsylvania. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah. How are you guys?
Hey, Jason.
I'm doing great.
Good, good. I'm doing marginal given the circumstances out there right now. Hey, one thing that strikes me is obviously you guys, you know, you've definitely been on freedom of choice and, you know, that type of thing. But this is, you know, I believe that too, but this is where I differ. We have a real problem on our hands right now.
Yeah, it's called the government.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. You know why? This is going to tick you off, but I'm not here to tick you off. But they're not doing enough.
Really?
I mean, as a society, don't we have a choice here? We have a choice. Basically, we could, of course, wait for some vaccine, which, of course, I don't want to take either. We could let this virus just burn its way through and whatever happens, happens.
Or, I'm on that side.
Or we could crush it.
How?
And we need to crush it by falling in line here for a little while. And it's pretty minor, if you ask me. I mean, people are still able to go to work as long as the circumstances are reasonable.
You mean as long as the government goons have described their job as so-called essential?
I know. It sounds terrible. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you've got like a quarter of the American people that are out of work right now.
I know. I know. But here's I guess I should ask you this question. What's worse? Going out and getting this virus, which, by the way, you know, I know you guys are younger than me. I'm in my mid-40s. By the sounds of it, and I've been doing a lot of research on this, you don't want it. So now you go out into society and you go to a bar or whatever you'd like to do in your free time, and I miss those days. You have a choice. You go out to that bar and get this virus because nobody did anything to stop it, and possibly take a ride in an ICU bed, maybe have a tube jammed down into your lungs. And that seems to happen with a lot of regularity, by the way.
Well, that's certainly what they want you to think.
Yeah, well, where are you getting this information from?
Everywhere. I mean, I'm not one of these people that you probably think just watches one source of news. I've heard this from probably, oh my God. I mean, let's put it this way. If this was a hoax, you would have to get hundreds.
I didn't say it was a hoax.
So how many people do you personally know either have caught COVID-19, have been tested positive for it, or had to have a tube shoved down their throat as a result of COVID-19?
That's an easy way to argue this. Obviously, it's still in its infancy right now. And
but how many people do you know? How many people do you personally know?
Yeah, well, how many people do you...
None. Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, that doesn't prove anything. I'm just curious. So you're saying it's happening all over. Go ahead.
Personally, I know people that own a Lamborghini. Does that mean that the Lamborghinis don't exist? I mean,
that's not an argument. We're talking about a virus here. You know, yeah, a Lamborghini is something that's expensive. That's, you know, that's...
By the way, you're not that much older than me, my man. I mean, you maybe have a few years on me, but that's about it. To me, I'd rather be free to take my chances, so I'll do what I want. And if somebody wants to stay inside, that's their freedom, too. If somebody wants to sit indoors all the time and stay away from other humans and have all their food delivered to them, they can totally do that. Why does everybody else have to be inconvenienced by that?
That becomes a prison, but the problem is if you're trying to avoid this thing, and it is dangerous, that's a prison. You're actually being imprisoned by the virus, which has not been controlled.
That's what's happening.
What virus has been controlled, right? What virus? You're right. They can't control the common cold that lose billions and billions of dollars every year gets lost. Influenza they can't control. So you're talking about like controlling
that's
something. That's why they call it an invisible enemy.
Measles has been under control at mumps. We have a lot of control over these things, and there's been lots of good effects of, it's common sense. If you don't give the virus the ability to jump from person to person, it goes away. And that's the only tool we have right now. And
according to WHO, the World Health Organization, worldwide more than 140,000 people died from measles in 2018.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too worried about measles because I've been inoculated. But bottom line is, let me ask you this, guys.
All right, last question, bud.
Last question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway, how about this then? Why don't you guys try to find some time of a way to solve this problem for us tonight? Because I've been hearing nothing but complaining about it. But why don't we solve this thing tonight?
No, I'm not complaining about the virus, dude.
Well, thank you for the call.
I just want to be clear. I'm not complaining about the virus. It's just another virus.
We're complaining about the government.
I'm complaining about what I'm being told I have to do because some government goon wants to aggregate more power to themselves. And I'm just telling you, it may be dangerous. Honestly, I don't know how dangerous this is. I know one thing's for sure. I don't believe whatever the government says. Now, maybe you're going to say, oh, it's the old boy who cried wolf. Yeah, government, they're usually lying to you. But this time, this one time, the government's finally telling you the truth. You should believe them this time and do whatever it is they say, because they know some smart doctors, and they are going to tell you what to do to make sure everybody can stay as safe as possible. You know what? I don't care about staying as safe as possible. My life has never been about staying as safe as possible. If I had taken the safe road in my life, none of us in this room would be here right now. This room would not exist. This show would not exist. This whole thing that we do would not exist if I had taken the safe road.
Oh, yeah. Fortune favors the bold. And I have to say that, like, I do appreciate what he was saying, that we hear about, like, a lot of people fear-mongering and complaining, but there's not too many solutions other than trusting the government. And for me, like... I think that just by having people, there's a nutrition issue in this country, right? Where we have people addicted to fast food, addicted to this fake Frankenfood GMO. You have, especially, at least I'll talk for my generation because I know people on campus would get sick all the time and then you'd find out about their lifestyle, right? They're staying up late. They're not getting enough exercise. They're under computers and phones all the time. They're not eating right. They're eating what is like the dining commons food, and which has to allegedly, at least well, there's a rumor that the college would have to put laxatives or something inside the food. That's beyond the point. Because people aren't drinking enough water. People are drinking soda instead of water or juice or coffee. And I'd say that we have to have the country just be educated, right? I mean, use public schools to teach people. Well, actually, okay, hold on.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because they don't teach it.
They don't teach risk-taking at public schools. They teach safety.
Oh, yeah, they teach children how to be employees instead of employers.
Right. And that's the safe road.
And but
just get a job. Get a paycheck, retire.
Become a wage slave. Don't buy property. Live in a tiny little coffin apartment. Right. Don't have a lawn.
You'll never get anywhere if that's what you do. If you follow the state's recommendations of get a college degree, get a job, get a career, and then, maybe pump out a couple kids during the time and just, retire with Social Security. That's what they want you to do.
I just realized it now. The reason why we're not hearing too much about like cures, because anytime someone brings up a quote cure or a treatment, right? Like Trump with the what was it called? I forget exactly what name of a drug it is, but they would get attacked in the media. They would get censored on social media for spreading quote disinfo. And I'm by no means a doctor or have any like scientific expertise, but like for me, I've been supplementing vitamin D because I'm a white person living in New Hampshire, right? I don't get very much sun. And two, I've been taking zinc because of it as supplements, right? Or antiviral properties. So that's what I've been doing. And ever since I've been taking both supplements, I haven't gotten any sort of viral or bacterial infection. So, I mean, it could just be I'm lucky, right? I'm young. But I think people just have to learn more about nutrition, what their bodies need, right? You see on the back of food, it says X percent of your daily nutritional intake value. All right. Hopefully that's enough solutions for you. We're going to get to loaded phone lines. We're going to get back to that. Going to get back to talk about the economic fallout from a coronavirus, plus your calls at 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.